Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Wednesday the 20th of February. And who would have thought last night we'd have seen two nil-nils in those two Champions League games. I think Odds Checker reported that the nil-nil double was 287-1, so it shows you what the market was thinking re-goals last night. That's, I think, all six of the last 16 ties this year so far that have been played have both have all been nil-nil at half-time. But obviously we had the goals last week that some of us profited from in the second half. But last night, didn't watch the Barca game, but Liverpool, Bayern Munich did a professional job, but that is an absolute coin flip. I wouldn't like to say who's going to win that one. I would think Barca will get the job done at home, but that really is going to be an absolute coin flip of a game, the Bayern Munich-Liverpool game, to see who goes through there. Newport won comfortably away from home. Oldham let another late goal and got beat when they equalised. I thought they'd kick on and perhaps win that game, but they didn't. And QPR West Brom turned into a goal fest with West Brom nicking another late winner and keeping up their push for promotion. Greg Allen, if he's listening, he'll have been jumping up and down. We had a nice trade on the horse yesterday. Mixed Boy, as expected, was right up prominent all the way. The market tried to hold out around 6, where a lot of us had our money sat, and 5.5 to 6. I could see the weight of money sat there, and the in-runners were trying not to take it, but ultimately they had to give in the end and match us up for profit. And it went on to trade at about 2.5, I think, before getting beat. Which was pretty much exactly how I expected, that it just wouldn't see the race out. Just a note on that, obviously I had a tweet, and it is a question I get asked. It is irrelevant what happens to the horse price during the day. Obviously, when I look at these horses, there's very little money in the market. I don't know at that time whether the horse will steam or drift. It is purely on what I see happening in the race, the speed of the race, where the pace will be, who's going to make the running, and I'm looking to profile that I know that if the race is run like that, then that horse will trade lower. So as I've put on a tweet reply this morning, it doesn't matter if it goes from 9 into 6 pre-off. I back, obviously, if you've backed it at 9, if you've got on early because you can't watch the market, then you're going to be in clover. But it's a matter of backing it just before the off, and then putting that lay in to be kept in play in running, sort of, you know. And as I say, most of the time it's between 20-30%. I don't get greedy with it and look for 50-60%. I'm quite happy to plod along nicking 20-30% and occasionally have the loser. There is nothing today on the horses, two or three that came up, and then when I look, their odds on or the wrong prices. One was massive price, and I don't get involved in massive prices. And then a couple of other races had tiny fields, and you can never predict when you've got three or four runners exactly how they're going to run. So there's nothing horse-wise, but we'll have a look again tomorrow. Football-wise, we've got Champions League again and a couple of games in England, and one of them is absolute standout for me. I've got Derby odds on, comfortably odds on, and they're available at 208. And they say the machine is never wrong, Betfair's never wrong. I'm telling you that it's wrong in this match. And win or lose, Derby are too big. So I will be backing Derby, probably back to lay. If they take the lead, I'll just remove my liability. But Derby are a big price at 208 tonight. So I will be backing Derby to beat Millwall with a view to trading that. In the Champions League, obviously Atletico Madrid Juve, which I think will be a good game of football, and you're talking two very good sides, two very good sides at this type of competition. But the price is too big for over 1.5 goals. You know, for me, Atletico Madrid have to try and win this game. I don't think that they're the side they were and good enough to go to Juve on a 0-0 and try and nick it there. I think Juve will score in Juve, and it wouldn't surprise me if they score tonight. But the over 1.5 is too big, so I will be giving that the usual 20 minutes. I might just give it 15 minutes because it is a nice price to start with. And then I will be backing over 1.5 goals in that game, and I will look to remove my liability on the unders if a goal goes in. The thing with these games is if one goal goes in, you know, if Juve score, Atletico Madrid have to come out. Atletico Madrid will have to try and get a goal. So it's just the fact the price is too big. It's 1.7, I think, at the moment for the over 1.5, which is just, again, it's ridiculously big. 1.71 as I'm looking now. It's a ridiculously big price for over 1.5 in this game. And amazing how these markets are formed sometimes. And similarly in France, I'm having exactly the same trade. Another game where, again, I've got it. Value is the over 1.5 goals, Bordeaux versus Guingamp. I've got it in about 1.37, 1.38. It's currently 1.5 pre-kickoff. So again, I will be giving that the 15, 20 minutes. And then I will be getting involved in Bordeaux versus Guingamp over 1.5 on the same basis. Dripping a back of over 1.5 in if a goal goes in, removing liability. If a goal goes in late, like if a goal goes in 70 minutes and I can't, and my only option is to red up, I let them run. For the sake of a point, we have more winners than losers. I'll let them run and we will get the over. You know, if you get the lot, then you've got the lot if another goal goes in. So there's no horse. Derby are huge at 208, so I'll be backing them, probably back to lay if they take the lead, remove liability. And then in the Champions League game, Atletico Madrid versus Juve, over 1.5 after sort of 15-20 minutes, and the same in Bordeaux versus Guingamp. That kicks off at 6 o'clock, the Bordeaux game. Just a note, that's an earlier kickoff, so that's 6 o'clock, Bordeaux versus Guingamp. Exactly the same, over 1.5, remove liability. So that's it for today, and I think we've got a quieter day tomorrow, Europa League, but I will have a look and see if there's any horses and things, but it might be a short podcast tomorrow. And then obviously we're back into the weekend again. It just seems to be flying by. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Interestingly, the numbers listening have dropped off, so that's interesting to note. Sort of confirms what I think about the way people punt. I won't pass comment on that now. We'll see how, you know, we'll see another month and see how it goes then. But I hope those who are listening have enjoyed them, and have a great day, and I'll be back in the morning.